Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 952. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Today's 10 is sponsored by me, Le'ili Nishmas, my father, Michal Ben Yosef, on his Yurtzeit Chaf Dalid Adar. May his neshama have an aliyah from the Torah that we learn today. And so we've been discussing the Chumrah of Pesach, the stringencies that are attached to the practices of Pesach, to the cleaning, and all of that, etc. So, when it comes to this Chumrah, there's a very classic question of to why. Like, what's the rationale for treating Pesach so strictly? So we mentioned, listen, the Torah itself does it. The Torah speaks in so many different places about the prohibition of eating and owning and deriving benefit. Maybe that's it. But there's a more serious halachic conversation that happens. The Radvaz famously has a question about why is it, Manishtana, great line, Manishtana chametz bePesach, mikol yisurin shebetorah. Why is chametz on Pesach different? He wonders, or it was wondered to him. Why is it that it's different than all of the other prohibitions in the Torah? Shechmir alav Torah lahatzricha bedika. It requires searching, v'saraf and burning, v'kala and destruction, v'gam bittel and also verbal nullification. V'osivach hachamam lahatzricha bedika b'churin v'stakin. You have to go also in the nooks and crannies of l'chapes achrav l'sharish or some mikol gvulav. You got to get rid of any sort of reference or any sort of chametz at all. There's also Ba'yirah, you can't see, you can't own it, and you can't find it, and it's Asar B'chol Shehu, all of the things we've been discussing in the past classes, all of these prohibitions, why is it? He says, maybe it's because you get kares. It's a very serious punishment if a person transgresses the prohibition of eating chametz. Maybe that's it. But he says, but there are other things that you get kares for, we don't treat that way. Maybe it's the fact that it's forbidden in hana, forbidden in benefit. Then he says, but there are other things that we are forbidden and benefit from it, we don't treat this strictly. Or maybe it's because lo bedili minei, which is something that Tosa suggests, that it's the type of thing we were eating yesterday. So you have to be super strict, because yesterday we were eating it, today we can't. And so therefore, maybe we need to be super strict in trying to get rid of it. So he says that that doesn't work either, because like imagine a nazir who decides to swear off wine. We don't make the guy do bedika siayin, right? He doesn't have to go through his house and make sure there's no wine there. We don't find any of that, even though it's got this lo bedili minei element that people were doing it yesterday. They might do it today as well. So he says, you know, maybe it's because it has all of these factors. It is chayav karis, it's forbidden in benefit, and it's lo bedili minei. He still doesn't really work with that. He finds other examples of things where that does not apply and does not apply to the level of stringency that we find when it comes to chametz. And in the end, he runs out of halachic solutions. He cannot rationalize why it is that this halachic category of chametz is treated so severely. There is no analog in all of halacha. Chametz is radioactive. So he tries to explain why that is. And he explains so based on a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Rav Alexandri says, Bas de matzli amar hachi, after he would pray, he would add a tefillah. We do this now. We add the tefillah of Elokai Nitzar. We've talked about this in these podcasts. Elokai Nitzar is a chosen, one of the chosen tefillos from that page of Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Tes Zayin in Brachos. But his, Rav Alexandri, was Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe. Goli v'yadu lefanecha, asher ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha. You know that my will, our will, is to do your will. Umima akiv, what stops us from doing your will? What stops us from being better Jews? Sa'ar shebe isa. The sa'ar in the isa, the leaven in the dough. The leaven in the dough. Vishibud malchus, and the oppression of outside forces. You hear some fanecha shetatzin leinim yadam. May it be your will that we should be saved from these outside forces. Number one, the shibud malchus, but also from the sa'ar shebe isa. What does that mean? The sa'ar shebe isa, the leaven in the dough, that's what keeps us from doing more mitzvos. Rashi says it means Yetzer hara shebelavavenu hamach mitzenu. The Yetzer hara that confuses us, that makes us chametz. What exactly does that mean? So there are a couple of perspectives. The Yetzer hara of chametz specifically slows us down. We know the only important element of something becoming chametz is time. Matzah is the same ingredients as chametz with the addition of time. We slow, we don't take our time seriously enough, we waste the little time that we have on this planet, and we don't do the right things with it. So chametz is sort of reminiscent of the Yetzer hara. There's also the element of haughtiness and ego, which is reminiscent in the fluffing up of a bread, which rises, and it's really just due to the air bubbles inside. That might be the Yetzirah referring to our haughtiness, the ambition for nonsense for no good reason, and we focus on the wrong things. So either it's the zrizus, we don't have enough time, we waste our time, or there's arrogance and ego attached, all sorts of ideas, the fluff in the world, which is not the focus of the world. Ultimately, nutritionally, it's the same whether or not the bubbles are in there or not, but we, let's say, focus on the bubbles and the soft and the chewy bread as opposed to the hard matzah because we like fun and easy things. So there are a lot of references and metaphors for the Yetzer Hara in the notion of chametz. So says back to the Radvaz, he says, that's it. This is the reason why we treat it so strictly, because as the Ber Heitev says, quoting the Arizal, Hanizar mimashahu chametz bepesach, if you avoid chametz on Pesach, you go through all of these stringencies, you will not sin a whole year long. It is a representation of getting rid of the Yetzer Hara, so the harder we work at doing so, the better off we'll be. Now again, maybe we could just put all that effort into getting rid of the Yetzer Hara, but that, at least we do symbolically here. And so the Radvaz answers as well. Al kena ni somech amash amru azal b'midrashos ki chametz b'pesach remez li Yetzer Hara. It's the Yetzer Hara, and so we metaphorically, midrashically, try to remove the Yetzer Hara from our lives, the Yetzer Hara from our existence, because or due to the hard work we put into getting rid of the chametz. That's the metaphor that we should be thinking about, and it's not halachic, it's midrashic. Now, there are other perspectives as to why we treat this mitzvah like all others. One mitzvah, for example, the Shoot Men HaShamayim, he says that it's because it's the first mitzvah. His language is Mitzvah Matzah, Mitzvah Chametz, Hari Heim HaMitzvos, Shenitnu LiYisrael Tchila. The very first mitzvahs that we were given, V'Kiblum Aleihem B'Ahava U'B'Chiba, they were given to us with great love and appreciation. V'Hechmiru B'Hem Mechlaleihem U'B'Prateihem, and therefore the restringency at large and in their individual issues, elements. Halo tirish shehichmir akasav b'chametz shleir olayim atzeh, and he explains that's why you have all the levels of stringency. It's the first. V'chal hamarich b'dikdukeim arichin lo yamav u'shnosav. One who extends their details will have a long life. It's the first mitzvah. It's the first opportunity we have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through an actual behavior. That's why that mitzvah, as described in Parshas HaChodesh, becomes this great opportunity to expand upon because it's the first. That's the Shoot Min HaShemayim. The Sefer HaChinuch understands that no, there's a different reason why it is that you are supposed to focus so much as we do on the Issa, the prohibition of chametz. He says it's because it's reflected in the holiday of Pesach, which is absolutely so critical. We talk about Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim so many times. We mention, when we repeat again and again, the idea that we were taken out of Egypt, again and again and again. We do it in the context of mitzvos that are interpersonal. We do it in the context of mitzvos that are between man and God. We are constantly referencing this. And it's important that we do. It's because our theology comes from God's involvement in our story, through the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our basic interpersonal obligation of not treating anybody and persecuting others comes from this idea that we were once slaves. So it's a fundamental story. We sit at the Seder and try to teach our children this transmission of important information of what we learned from this story. So because the story is so important, because the holiday is so important, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's why the mitzvos attached to it have become so critical and magnified. He says, "V'yalkein kol mitzvah shehi lezecher yetzias Mitzrayim." Any mitzvah that means to be a memorial of yetzias Mitzrayim, chamura aleinu v'chaviva harbe. It is strict and it is very beloved, and that's why we enhance all of our practices and have all of these stringencies on this holiday. Okay, that's what he explains. The last idea that I wanted to share is the idea of the Meshach Chachma. The Meshach Chachma says that when it comes to surviving in Gullus, when it comes to surviving in exile, it's important to remember that there's an X factor that allows us to survive. He quotes the idea that in Mitzrayim, they didn't change their culture, Lashonim, their language, they did not change their names. Now, the types of things that they did, they may not have been doing Bris Milah. They may not have been worshipping the right things, and they may have been doing Avodah Zarah. Some fundamentals they got wrong, but some cultural extra elements they were getting right. And those cultural extra elements were the ones that ultimately are credited in saving them. They made sure that the Jewish people were unique, and despite the fact that generally they were not performing mitzvahs as they should, they were going to be saved. They were still unique and identified. So he explains, "L'chein hir b'hatorah b'seyagim gabei Pesach v'chametz b'bal yirayah." That's why we have all of these fences, all of these extra legal elements, because when we are in the threat of galus, ultimately it's the extra things that somehow identify us the most. Have a great day.